本会的邻邻弟兄来分享信息，题目是十字架的意义。Let's invite Brother Alex Lin to share message, the meaning of the cross.Good evening, everyone.
各位晚安。
Come pray with me.
我们低头祷告。
Lord Jesus, we come to the foot of the cross. Come to rediscover the meaning of the cross. It was the Son of Man that lifted you on the cross. And now we lift your name up with voices of praise.But we have put our faith in you, Lord Jesus. Right now we set aside all the worldly thoughts and we set aside the distractions from all the comings and goings from earlier today. And we open our hearts. We lift our eyes. We look at Jesus. Jesus, please speak to us.Help us to reflect on why we're here and what we believe in. May each of us hear your voice tonight and to return to the foot of the cross to give thanks. Pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Tonight, we remember the passion, the day when Jesus Christ, the Son of God, died on the cross.
今晚让我们来纪念受难日。神子耶稣受难而死于十字架上的日子。
For the cross to have meaning for us, we must grasp the seriousness of human sin. Now, long ago, human ancestors walked away from the creator of the world.
如果要明白十字架对我们的意义，就必须先领悟到人有罪的重要性。很久以前。人类的祖先离开了这世界的造物主。
The memory of our Creator and our loving Heavenly Father faded with each generation. Every human civilization in history yet retained only a faint idea that there was a Creator and that He was good.
一代过了一代，我们对这位造物主爱我们的天父也就逐渐的陌生。历史上各个人类文明只保留了一个模糊的观念，那就是有一位良善的神。
But man's sinful nature obscured a true view of God. Rather than worshiping the Creator, people put their faith in the created things of this world, made from wood and stone.
但是人的罪扭曲了神真正的形象，与其敬拜这位造物主。人类拜起了以石头和木头雕刻的被造之物。
To these idols, the people prayed, "Give me riches, give me power, give me life."
人们对这些偶像祷告，赐我财富，赐我势力，赐我生命。
Now these gods, they did the bidding of their human creators, so it was believed. These so-called gods were little more than servants.Tasked with the purpose of making the people happy.
他们相信这些神会照着人的意思做，这些所谓的神也不过是取悦人的仆人罢了。
Man's self-centeredness and pride could never accept the one true God in all his splendor and sovereignty.
人的自我中心及骄傲使他永远无法接受有一位至高至善的全能真神。
That sinful nature never changed, no matter what idol was worshipped, what political and economic system was tried.
无论拜什么偶像，尝试什么政治或经济上的改革，人的罪永远不会改变。
I read it every day in the news. Kids killed on a school campus. Children as young as 4 molested or sold into slavery. Fake baby formulas making babies sick. Workers treated not as human beings, but as objects to be used and then discarded.
我每天看新闻就看到小孩在校园遭到无情的屠杀，四岁大的幼儿被性侵害或卖为奴隶， 假奶粉让婴儿生病，还有不把工人当人看，压榨过后就解雇。
As a result, human history is filled with tears, suffering, and death.
这样的结果让人类的历史充满了眼泪、困苦和死亡。
Although saddened by what we have become, God had never forgotten about us.
虽然神对我们的现况感到心痛，他却未曾忘记我们。
So he chose one group of people from history and spent several centuries hammering into their heads the sort of God that he was, that there was only one of him, and that he cared about right conduct.
所以他拣选了历史上的一个民族，花上好几个世纪教导他们这世上只有一位神，而神在乎对错。
Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your strength. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 to 5.
以色列啊，你要听，耶和华我们神是独一的主。你要尽心、尽性、尽力爱耶和华你的神。生命记六章四到五节。
These people were the Jews, and the Old Testament gives an account of their experiences with God.
这个民族就是犹太人，圣经旧约叙述他们如何经历神。
Then one day, among these Jews turned up a man who went about talking as if he was God.
有一天，这当中的一个犹太人讲起话来，有如他是神。
He forgave sins. He said he had always existed. He said he was coming to judge the world at the end of time.
他宣言他可以赦罪。他说他自始至终都存在着。他宣称自己将在末日审判这世界。
Now his authority to forgive sins was just as shocking as his declaration of being the Son of God.
他赦罪的权柄和他是神儿子的自称都同样让人震惊。
Imagine if someone stole something from you, and I came and said to the thief, I forgive you.
试想你遭偷窃，而我去跟小偷说，我原谅你。
Unless the speaker is God, this would be preposterous. And yet, this is what Jesus did.
除非说话的是神，否则未免荒谬了点吧。然而这正是耶稣所做的。
He told people that their sins were forgiven.And never waited to consult all the other people whom their sins had injured. He unhesitatingly behaved as if he was the party chiefly concerned, the person chiefly offended by all offenses.
他从未和被害者商量，就自主赦免他人的罪。他毫无迟疑的决定，仿佛他是最主要的当事人和受害者。
This made sense only if he really was God.Whose laws were broken and whose love was injured with every sin.
唯一合理的解释就是他真的是神，而世上的罪已违反了他的律法，伤害了他的爱。
But forgiveness is not free.
但是饶恕是有代价的。
Every time you forgive someone who has wronged you, don't you pay something for it?
每当你饶恕伤害你的人，难道你没有付出吗？
Maybe it's money or some other physical possession.
付出的或许是钱或是其他的物质。
But often what makes forgiveness so difficult is that you pay something more personal.
但通常让饶恕变得十分不容易是你付出的是很私人的东西。
You have to set aside your pride, swallow the embarrassment and the humiliation.
你必须把骄傲放在一边，把伤害造成的痛苦咽下。
Forgiveness is so hard.That some people were only ready to forgive when they're on their deathbeds, and some people rather die than forgive.
饶恕之难，有些人非等到临终时才肯饶恕，有些人宁愿死也不肯原谅别人。
Now forgiveness is not free for God either.
饶恕对神而言也不是没有付上代价。
So what would it cost God to forgive the sins of not just one person, but every single sin of every person?Who has ever lived or will live?
神要付出多少代价才能饶恕不只是一个人，而是每一个人所犯的每一个过错，现在和将来。
An infinite amount of love and an infinite amount of pain as the price for an infinite amount of pride, greed, and evil of which we are all a part of.
无止境的爱，无止境的痛苦，就是神付上的代价，为了我们这些无止境的骄傲、贪心和罪罪孽。
Jesus, the Son of God, took up the cross for us.
耶稣神的儿子为我们上十字架。
Philippians chapter 2 verses 6 to 8 says, Jesus, who being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God as something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross.
腓立比书二章六到八节，耶稣本有神的形象，不以自己与神同为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
So tonight, let us rediscover the crucifixion of Christ to better appreciate what He did for us.
今晚我们就来回顾基督被钉十字架，如此我们更能感激神为我们所做的。
Now, I did some research, and I learned that scholars today still cannot agree on how exactly the cross killed its victim.
从研究中，我发现学者们对十字架处死的方式并没有共识。
A few years ago, there was even a scientific paper refuting the popular asphyxiation theory.
几年前甚至有篇科学的报告反驳一般的窒息之论。
So it seemed that the cross did not kill its victim in one specific way.
看来十字架不止以一种方式去结束受难者的生命。
And I believe the Romans did this on purpose.
我相信罗马人是故意的。
The intent of the crucifixion was to extract the maximum amount of pain for the longest amount of time, and by the end, its victims would beg to die.
目的是要人在最长的时间上去历经最大的痛苦，最后受难者巴不得死去。
Based on the accounts of all four Gospels and some medical knowledge, I now share with you the events leading up to the death of Jesus.
根据四福音书和医学的知识，我想在这里分享耶稣受难的细节。
After the Last Supper, Jesus took his disciples to the Garden of Gethsemane, and there he prayed all night.
最后晚餐之后，耶稣带门徒去克西马尼园，在那里他整夜祷告。
Since he knew the amount of suffering he was going to have to endure, he was experiencing a great deal of physical and psychological stress.
因为知道将要面临的患难，他身体心理都处在极度的压力下。
We know this from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 22, verse 44, which says, Being in anguish, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was like drops of blood falling to the ground.
我们从路加福音22章44节得知，耶稣极其伤痛，祷告更加恳切，汗珠如大血点滴在地上。
Now, this is not literally symbolism.
这不是一种文学上的叙述而已。
This is a known medical condition called hematohidrosis.
这是一种医学状态，叫做血汗。
It's a condition where a human sweats blood due to extreme levels of stress. Severe stress causes the breakdown of capillaries in the sweat glands, and as a result, there's a small amount of bleeding into these glands, and the sweat comes out tinged with blood.
极度的压力造成汗腺内的微血管会破裂，所以当血流到汗腺，就造成汗中带血。
What this did was to set up the skin to be very fragile and sensitive when Jesus was flogged by the Roman soldier the following morning.
这会让耶稣在次日被罗马兵丁鞭打时，皮肤变得更为脆弱敏感。
When the morning came, Jesus was sentenced to death without being found guilty of anything.
次日早晨，耶稣在被查无罪的情况下被判死刑。
According to the Gospels, he was sent to be scourged before the crucifixion.
根据福音书，他上十字架之前还先受鞭刑。
Now, Roman floggings were known to be especially brutal. A soldier used a whip of braided leather straps with metal balls and sharp bones woven into them.
罗马鞭刑以残暴出名，兵丁用的鞭子是用皮鞭绑着铁球和刺骨。
So when the whip struck Jesus' body, The balls would cause internal bleeding, and the sharp bones would rip Jesus' flesh.
当鞭打在耶稣身上，铁球会造成内出血，而刺骨会造成严重的皮开肉绽。
During Roman floggings, internal organs would often become exposed by the shredding of surrounding skeletal muscle.
罗马鞭刑常造成内脏的暴露，因为骨骼肌都撕碎了。
A 3rd century historian described a Roman flogging in this way. The sufferer's veins were laid bare, and the very muscles, sinews, and bowels of the victim were open to exposure.
一位第三世纪的历史学者这样形容罗马鞭刑，受刑者的血管赤裸裸地陈列着，他的肌肉、肌腱和肠子也都暴露在外。
The tremendous pain and the blood loss from the flogging would send Jesus into a condition called hypovolemic shock.
鞭刑带来巨大的痛苦和大量失血，这可致耶稣于低血容量性休克。
This condition did 3 things. First, the heart raced up to about 140 beats per minute. The second, the blood pressure dropped, causing the person to faint or collapse. And third, the person became very thirsty as the body craved fluids to replenish the loss of blood.
这会造成三种现象。第一，心跳加速至一分钟140下。第二，血压下降，导致人非常的虚弱，甚至昏倒。第三，人会十分口渴，因为需要水分去弥补大量的失血。
Now there's evidence that Jesus was in hypovolemic shock when he stumbled up the road to Golgotha, carrying the horizontal beam of the cross.
当耶稣背着十字架的横梁，蹒跚而行往各个他的路上，身体处于低血容量性休克的状态。
When Jesus collapsed, a Roman soldier ordered a man named Simon from Cyrene to carry the cross for him.
当耶稣虚弱倒地时，罗马兵丁勉强一个古利奈人，名叫西门，去背耶稣的十字架。
This is why the Gospel of John described Jesus carrying his own cross, while the other 3 Gospels mention Simon carrying Jesus' cross.
这是为什么约翰福音描写耶稣背着自己的十字架，而其他三本福音书记载西门背着耶稣的十字架。
They were all accurate. It just depends on where the witness was standing along the road.
他们都是正确的，因为见证人站立的位置不同。
Then in John chapter 19 verse 28, Jesus said, "I am thirsty."
然后在约翰福音19章28节，耶稣说，我渴了。
He was offered vinegar mixed with wine and gall. This drink acted as a mild anesthetic.
有人拿苦胆调和醋的酒给耶稣喝，这种调酒可以当轻度的麻药。
The Bible said Jesus refused to drink it after tasting it. He refused to dull his senses. He chose to suffer the full measure of pain so that we would not have to for our sins.
圣经记载着，耶稣尝了就不肯喝。耶稣拒绝麻痹自己的感官，他选择为我们承担全然的苦，所以我们不必为自己的罪而受刑罚。
Upon arriving at the place of crucifixion called Golgotha, Jesus was laid down with his hands stretched out across the horizontal beam.
抵达十字架刑场各个他时，耶稣被按在地上，双手被伸展开来，放置于横梁上面。
Then the soldiers took 5-inch metal spikes and drove them through each of Jesus' wrists.
然后兵丁拿着五寸长铁钉穿刺耶稣的手腕。
In this position, the nails crushed the median nerve of each hand, and this sent searing electric shooting pain from the hand up the arms and to the upper part of his body.
在这个位置，钉子会击碎双手的正中神经。一阵阵麻痹电极似的尖锐刺痛从双手传递到上半身。
Now at this point, Jesus was hoisted up as the horizontal bar was attached to the vertical post.
此时他们就把耶稣悬挂在十字架上。
Then nails were driven through Jesus' feet, and again, the nerves in his feet were crushed.
然后铁钉穿刺他的脚，神经再度的被击碎。
Intense searing pain shot up from the feet up to the legs to the lower part of his body.
尖锐而刺麻的痛不断的从脚延伸到下半身。
The cross was designed to extract a maximum amount of pain, and yet these nails would not have caused mortal wounds.
十字架酷刑的设计会让受刑人饱受最大的折磨，而这些钉伤却不会导致死亡。
The pain was absolutely unbearable and beyond words to describe. In fact, they had to invent a new word to describe this kind of anguish. It's called excruciating.
这种带来的是极度的痛，言语已经无法形容。事实上，他们必须创造一个字来形容这样的痛苦 ,excruciating.
Literally, excruciating means out of the cross.
按照文面上的解释 ,excruciating 就是从十字架来的。
Now those who passed by hurled insults at Jesus. Matthew chapter 27 verse 41. The chief priests, the teachers of the law, and the elders mocked him. He saved others, but he can't save himself.
路过的人对他加以辱骂。马太福音27章41节，祭司长和文士并长老也是这样戏弄他，说他救了别人，不能救自己。
His tormentors didn't realize that they were in grave danger.
折磨他的人并不知道自己身处险境。
They knew not Jesus' true form in heaven. Revelations chapter 19 describes Jesus in this way. His eyes are like blazing fire, and on his head are many crowns. He is dressed in a robe dipped in blood, and his name is the Word of God. The armies of heaven were following him, riding on white horses and dressed in fine linen. Out of his mouth is a sharp sword with which to strike down the nations.On his robe and on his thigh, he has this name written, King of Kings, Lord of Lords.
他们不晓得耶稣在天上真正的身份。启示录19章11节，他的眼睛如火焰，他头上戴着许多冠冕，他穿着溅了血的衣服，他的名称为神之道。在天上的众军骑着白马，身穿细麻衣，又白又洁，跟随他。有利剑从他的口中出来，可以击杀列国。在他衣服和大腿上有名写着说：“万王之王，万主之主。”
So in the midst of suffering, humiliation, and excruciating pain, this commander of the heavenly army still had a choice. Jesus could still turn the tables on them with one word. Jesus reminded his disciples during his arrest earlier that morning.Do you think I cannot call on my Father and he will at once put at my disposal more than 12 legions of angels?
在面对这样的羞辱和极度的痛楚，耶稣是有所选择的。耶稣可以用一句话就反转整个情势。耶稣曾在被捕的那天早上对门徒说，你想我不能求我的父现在为我差遣12营多天使来吗？
But instead, Jesus loved the sinners and chose to pray for them.He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
耶稣不但没有这样行，反而替他们祷告，因为耶稣爱罪人。父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。
The sins of the world were put upon Jesus at the moment. He emptied himself of divine majesty to save us.
此时，全世界的罪都加注在耶稣身上。他抛开神的尊荣来救我们。
Philippians chapter 2 says that while Jesus was God by nature, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. And being found as in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross.
腓立比书二章记载着，耶稣本有神的形象，不以自己与神同为强夺的。反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21 says, God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God.
哥林多后书5章21节，神使那无罪的替我们成为罪，好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。
In becoming sin for us, Jesus spoke in a loud cry the words we will never have to say. My God, why have you forsaken me?
因为承担我们的罪，耶稣大声向神说一句话，一句不用我们自己说的话，我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？
As Jesus' breathing slowed down from the pain and the fatigue, the carbon dioxide in his blood started to build up, turning the blood acidic.
当耶稣的呼吸因着疼痛和疲乏而逐渐变慢，血中的二氧化碳浓度上升，导致血液呈酸性。
This caused Jesus' heart to beat erratically, and eventually the heart would reach its breaking point.
耶稣的心跳因此而变得不规则，终究心脏会承受不了。
Circulation in his body slowed down, and water started to build up in his heart and in his lungs.
此时血液循环变慢，心脏的外膜和肺部开始积水。
We know this from what the Apostle John recorded. When the Roman soldier was certain that Jesus was dead, he confirmed it by thrusting a spear into his side.
我们从使徒约翰的记载中也得知这个状况。当罗马兵丁见耶稣已经死了，就拿枪扎他的肋旁。
The spear went through the lungs and into the heart, and when the spear was pulled out, there was an unexpected appearance of water, and then the amount of blood.
枪刺穿肺，刺入心脏，当枪拔出，即有大量的血和水流出。
Naked on the cross, abandoned by his friends and disciples,and covered by the sins of those he loved, Jesus' heart stopped.
赤裸裸的在十字架上，被自己的朋友和门徒遗弃，身上满是罪，来自于他所爱的人，耶稣的心跳最后停止。
In this way, Christ also suffered once for sins, the righteous for the unrighteous, that he might bring us to God.
因基督也曾一次为罪受苦，就是义代替不义的，为要引我们到神面前。
The wages of sin, the price for forgiveness was paid, infinite love and infinite pain for the blackest of our sins.
罪的代价，为了饶恕而做的牺牲已经完成，无限的爱和无限的痛，就为了我们极肮脏的罪。
Romans chapter 5 verses 6-8 says, While we were still powerless,God died for the ungodly. Very rare will anyone die for the righteous man, though for a good man someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrated his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
罗马书五章六到八节，因我们还软弱的时候，基督就按所定的日子为罪人死。为一人死是少有的，为人人死，或者有敢做的。唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
Now we know the story does not end here with the crucifixion of Christ. 3 days after Jesus died, he appeared in the flesh, alive and well.
我们知道故事的结局不是耶稣被钉十字架，耶稣死后第三天他复活了，以有骨有肉的身体向我们显现。
He appeared to his disciples and hundreds of others over a period of days. Jesus' resurrection proved that he was not a con man or a delusional lunatic or just a teacher. He was the Son of God.
他向门徒和当时几百个人显现，耶稣的复活证实他不是个骗子，他也不是个妄想症的病患，也不只是一名教师，他是神的儿子。
Have you ever thought that if people knew the real you,All the shameful things you've done, then who would love you?
你是否曾想过，别人如果知道真正的你，还有你做过所有羞愧的事，有谁还会爱你呢？
Jesus loves you.
耶稣爱你。
He proved it on the cross.
他已经在十字架上证明他的爱。
He knows how it feels to be lonely, despised, and betrayed. He lived through it.
他知道寂寞。被藐视以及背叛的滋味，他经历过这些。
And he took all of that and your sins and shame and put it on himself on the cross.
他在十字架上承担了所有的罪，包括你的过犯。
So put your faith in Jesus.
仰望耶稣。
Jesus can heal the brokenhearted. Jesus can calm your fears. Jesus can lift the burdens of your heart.
耶稣能医治破碎的心灵，耶稣能平静你的恐惧，耶稣能背负你的重担。
And only through faith in Jesus can sin be forgiven.
只有仰望耶稣，我们的罪才能得赦免。
I end with verse from Acts chapter 4, verse 12. Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved.
我以使徒行传四章十二节来做个结束。除他以外，别无拯救，因为在天下人间没有赐下别的名，我们可以靠着得救。
Let us pray.
我们低头祷告。
Lord Jesus, we come to the foot of the cross. It's a cross that was meant for us because we've sinned against you. We love the created things of this world more than we love you. We love doing what we want more than what you want. Most of the time, we'd rather not think about you except when we're in trouble and desperate enough.So we come before Jesus Christ at the foot of the cross. And I examine the sins that were forgiven. I also examine all the things, all the shortcomings that I have. How you've taken that away. You washed me as white as snow. So Lord, let me never...leave the foot of the cross. Let me praise you and thank you at the foot of the cross. Let me beseech you at the foot of the cross. Let me live my life at the foot of the cross. Lord, may our prayer lives never forget to count our blessings and also always to reflect on the sins that we've committed.of which you have forgiven. Pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.